When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Anyway, welcome.
Not a problem.
Oh, this is going to be double broadcast.
Yeah.
This is going to be on the self-sewn
like
wardrobe.
Broadcast.
And, yes, triple broadcast. Yeah. So welcome to the podcast. I'm your host,
Mallory
Donahue. And
hey, Hillary.
And ZD Donahue, right?
ZD Donahue.
Right. So this is going to be Sewing Out Loud and self-sewn wardrobe.
Tracy and Betsy.
And Kim. So we're and
Charisse. My love. Donna Sue, okay. Sewing police.
I gotta stop coughing into the microphone. So today we're doing like a double episode. Hey, Fred, how's it going? All right. So as you can see.
Do you see that? We're just throwing crap on the floor.
It was trash.
This is our trash. Second to last day in our brick and mortar store. And Carmen and Stephanie, that's why we have tiaras on.
That's right.
Because when Mallory was a small child, in order to get her to help me clean the house, we would wear tiaras. So we only cleaned when we wore tiaras.
That's right. So today is ZD's AMA.
Which I understand that all of the medical people thought it was against medical advice.
Or American Medical Association.
Because, oh no, Hillary's
here. You're in the,
yeah,
every,
I am, I know. So I am here.
Jesus.
You're too loud.
So hey, Charlotte, I haven't seen you in a while.
Come here, smelly it.
To bomb this.
What do you bomb?
Because just listen. Okay, so I don't know. Where is the camera? There it is. So Riley sends me this Facebook message, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
That he wants to be your father.
Well, that's right. But
stepdad Riley.
Apparently, Riley and Sandy and some other people
people.
Saskatchewan?
Yeah.
The Skaskies.
But they had started this group, a secret group, because
uh-oh,
they wanted to surprise you guys.
Uh-oh.
Because they love you guys so much, and they think that everything you're doing is so fabulous. Okay? I know, right? It's because they're related to me. And so they had all these ideas, and they brought me in as their spy. All right? So they decided they wanted to give you guys a card shower. So
card?
I have all of that have been mailed to my house. Now, this is not all of them, because, like, I know there's one from France coming that hasn't made it yet. And there are some from Canada. And there's one that, like, Mickey and Pluto and all of them signed. So there's, I think, roughly 40 cards there right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, we can't believe we haven't blown this. Like,
no.
Oh, my God, it's been so hard.
Did you know about it? Did you know about it, Smelly?
I have never been so surprised in my life.
Me either. Nobody surprises
me. And my husband flew to Paris and proposed to me.
Really did.
And I was not. Holy.
So
yeah.
Not opening these has been the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Cardapalooza, you're right.
It has
Hi,
been.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, my
God. Oh, Jackie.
Gosh.
You were here yesterday.
Oh, Jackie.
Yeah, I know. She was in on it.
Jackie.
Totally in on it. It was so hard. So hard.
Oh, my gosh.
Lauren.
She was in on it.
Guys.
There's a whole bunch of people.
This is so
okay. So we have to make a decision. Are we going to read all these?
Well,
like,
I don't think we're going to like them all. I think what we can do here real quick. Here. They have return address labels on them.
Okay.
And we could say thank you real quick. Oh, Patty. Patty's local, and I haven't seen her in a while.
Oh.
So I'm good. I'm Patty Poppingay.
Diana Hyatt.
Diana, I love you. Oh my gosh. Okay, Erin Beauchamp.
Okay.
Hi, Erin.
But what about these ones?
Hi
that
to
I'm...
the whole daycare. Erin's with the whole daycare. Oh, say hi to the whole daycare.
Hi, kids.
There you go.
I don't know if you know who this
Karen
is.
Was in on it.
Josie.
Josie is from LA Finch Fabrics.
Oh,
that's who runs
Maldonado from LA.
Guys, Betsy.
This is return address, but it is from Albuquerque.
Oh my gosh,
Albuquerque.
I'm not sure who this one.
Not Charisse. Who's in Albuquerque?
I'm not sure.
Fred.
Is it Janelle?
Go Canada.
Is it Janelle?
Sandy Frazier. Patty Jones.
Nancy. Oh. Tiara falling down.
Diane here.
I'm not sure this one's from.
Okay, not a return address.
I can't read that one either.
Don Werwine.
Oh my gosh, Henderson.
This one says just Stein.
Look, Cinda Gallican.
But it's from Columbia, Missouri. Who do we know that's the last name?
Paula Stein. Cinda Gallican. She's my teacher.
I think this one has money in it. Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren.
This one must.
The tape job on this is epic.
Okay, and it took $1. It took $1.40.
She spent money on us.
And there's a gold label. I think there's.
This
like
is from
money
your new husband, Riley.
My future husband. My next husband. He's my next
husband. Oh, this is from Lonnie. She's sending Soport. She says, my sister made this postcard. I have a cool sister, too. Insert perfect sticker here. this is beautiful.
Cinda.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cinda.
Yeah. Kimberly, Kim Scherer, Ruth Wilson. Oh, Ruth loved his.
Henderson.
Oh, hello.
What's the first name on Henderson?
So
you're better than me.
This one is from Lindsay.
I know who Lindsay is on. Yeah,
but
so Lindsay.
Then,
so
look at the next one.
Oh, it's from Goofy and Pluto.
And Donald Mickey and Mickey.
Guys, this is ridiculous. Like, I just have no, I have no
I
words.
Yeah. Turner from Garden City, Kansas.
Yeah, I wasn't sure about that one. Mary Cleveland, Karen Derbies, Luana Pusey.
Oh,
yeah.
Karen Derby's like
Bledsoe.
This is like a Southern girl stationery.
ZD and Mal. I'm not sure this one's from.
Okay, give me the not return addresses.
Noah and Donna. Oh my gosh, how crazy is this?
This is like I said. We
how
know
crazy?
Sinking. This is Sinking Springs, Pennsylvania.
Oh.
This one is New Orleans.
Stop.
Nollins.
Oh my gosh!
I'm
everybody.
Taking this one home and opening it.
How?
By myself because I know there's money in here.
Is it just?
It's
no,
my
says,
money.
It says ZD and Mallory. Okay.
No. Look, it says ZD. See, it says ZD down here. If you do.
Oh my gosh! Like this is so sweet.
Okay. I don't know if anybody's ever the other thing next to this nicest that somebody did for me is my husband got me a remote starter for my car, and that was in the 90s
really cool.
When nobody had it.
Oh my gosh.
This is amazing.
This is very nice
of
you all.
Like, we probably should open them in private and see how much we cry.
I know. I'm already crying a little bit
because
I cry now.
We're going to have to think about how we're going to share these with everybody.
I don't know what to say, everybody. Thank you.
I can't believe. Elliot Smelly, when you were at my house on my yoga hammock, did you know about this?
Oh, he's known about it for like 2 weeks.
You guys did a good job.
Keep any.
And they, they're not good at keeping secrets. Like,
no.
I wasn't good at keeping secrets when I was little either. So for
New
those,
Orleans is her cousin Maggie. Thank you.
So for those of
Maggie.
For those of you who are just joining in, I just want to say Hillary crashed the live broadcast.
Yeah. And we were totally freaked out.
And gave us these surprise cards. There are like 40 cards here. And she says more are coming.
There are definitely more.
And when it's coming from France.
This is more mail than goes through her town in like a year.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are helping the Fayette post office.
Two U.S. postal trucks driving through our town. And I was like, well, it has to be all the mail. I tried to get a picture of it to put in our secret group, but it didn't come out right. But yeah, two whole trucks. I'm so excited. It never happens.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I want to know if Lauren thinks I should open this, like,
should she open it, Lauren?
Lauren Durr, what you think?
Elliot.
Because it's so sick.
Are you making faces?
It's going like this in the background.
Ha. She just
Lauren says
ha.
I don't know.
Oh, is it going to spring out?
Okay.
You say, is it inappropriate?
Is it like live worms or something?
Okay, that's just the stamp. I thought maybe it was like a switch or something.
Betsy Rogers, yeah, separate video. I think you're right.
Oh.
Wow.
Lauren says go for it.
Is it
going
to sing?
I'm going for it.
No, it's got fabric in it.
Oh, here. Can you
look,
pull?
Look.
Oh! It's the outside fabric!
Oh, okay.
It's her jeans fabric.
Lauren says, I am all about you right now. And, oh.
This is like the color of
beautiful.
Money.
Beautiful.
It's better than money.
Gorgeous.
So this is her hand-dyed, ice-dyed denim that she made her jeans.
Yeah,
out of.
We carry
oh,
the.
Oh, Hillary, Amanda. Amanda. Like I thought I was your favorite.
Who is the favorite?
Oh,
yeah.
Sam's watching. Sam, did you know? Did Sam know about
this?
I don't
this?
Know. I
so nobody
to
at
Sam
the
or
shop.
Becca,
huh? Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because well, yeah. Sam. We'll go through all these. I bet you get mentioned in something.
Oh my gosh, this is so sweet. This
I'm
is
all
so
about
sweet.
You. I love this.
Oh
this.
Man.
All
right.
Okay.
Someone
well,
go.
We're gonna go sit
go
over there and watch
and
the wine live.
Okay.
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 Right. You continue.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys are wonderful.
So I had on my tiara, and I thought it was my glasses, and I tried
silence
to read
it,
through my tiara. It didn't work.
Okay. So that was
surprise.
That was a really big surprise.
Surprise.
We had no idea.
Okay.
so what today was originally just going to be.
I think we were talking about AMA.
That's right.
Some of our cohorts who especially are like medically oriented, AMA is like used for against medical advice.
Right.
So if you had, a lot of times you'd have a patient like that would elope and want to go out without being discharged medically, and you would have to come up with an AMA form, or you would try and get them to sign an AMA form. But anyway, so to all my medical cohorts out there, this could become a medical situation if these questions are too hard.
Maybe. Okay, so we got the AMA started. Man, guys.
So AMA means ask me anything.
Ask me anything. Right? I've got some from yesterday. I'm trying to calm down a little bit.
ZD,
a few people asked you who taught you to sew.
Okay.
And there are a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I'll try and be quick.
Yeah.
Well, and there is a podcast about it.
Yes.
About
there
how
is.
I and basically I'm pretty much self-taught. My dad bought me a machine when I was 13. Guy came to our house, showed me how to use the machine, and that night my dad and I made a skirt and I wore it to school the next day. So
that's pretty
where,
cool.
That's where the machine sewing started. I made myself a scarecrow tunic when I was like 8 by hand sewing.
Uh-huh. That was your first ever.
But there is an episode on our podcast. I don't know what it's
there's
titled.
It's called ZD's origin story, I think.
Oh, is
as
it?
As though you're a superhero.
Like I have an origin.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of me and run out.
That's what she says, that the people who want to run out of
and
the hospital.
And some of them are doing the right thing.
Sandy says, when did you start aerial yoga?
We just talked about this the other day in yoga class. So somebody asked me, and I think it was September.
Oh, like of 2016.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
Not very long ago, the
paddleboard class was over, and I had to take something else.
Oh, okay.
Because I was doing yoga on the paddleboard, and then they're rehabbing the pool.
And then you needed something.
And so
else.
I was like, well, if I can't, you know, be on water, I can fly, right?
Yeah. So, next question: what is the best? This is from Julianne. In Halifax, Nova Scotia, I know that. What is the best piece of sewing advice you ever got and gave?
That I ever got? I don't know. I think this might have been, I'm trying to think who it was from, but I think it sort of started. It was in St. Louis. And I don't know if anybody knows who Eunice Farmer is, but she was a legend, and she was a syndicated sewing columnist, and she had a store in St. Louis. And I think I started learning about needles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that evolved to thread. So I realized, like, what the quality of the stitch really meant. And I've, you know, become obsessed with it.
So
I mean, I don't know if that's the best, but it's the most significant in my particular.
So learning about different,
yeah.
There are different
and
needles
and what did
and
I
stuff.
Give? I think probably the best thing I've ever advice I've ever really given is, yeah, thread with your presser foot up.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it would be my tattoo if I had one.
Oh, Amanda says she knows who Eunice Farmer was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Great.
Good.
Great.
She was from St. Louis.
Yeah.
So, grew up with her.
And her daughter, I think, had a store until
still,
very recently.
I think maybe it's still open. I'm
yeah,
not
I can't,
sure.
I can't
but,
remember.
Vicky is her daughter.
Yeah.
She still has a store in St. Louis.
Kathy asks a question, and I know that she may not get the best answer.
Uh-oh.
What are some inexpensive sources of fabric to be used for mock-ups when making a knit garment?
Well, when you see something really cheap, buy it.
Yeah.
Especially if you think it's ugly. Or, you know, maybe it was ugly to someone else.
Uh-huh.
But I would buy that knit when it's $1 a yard, $2 a yard. Here in Columbia, we still have fabric at Walmart.
Uh-huh.
And they'll have a $2 table. And, you know, that's when I buy that. And I don't expect it to be a garment. I expect it to be a mock-up.
Yeah, you buy it. You're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to use this as a test garment, as a muslin or whatever.
Right.
Erin asks.
Tattoos.
I know. I see this. Thread with your presser foot up tattoos and enamel pins.
Actually,
awesome.
There is something you're really going to like in the works about the presser foot.
Yes, yes.
And it's a series of things. Or a collection.
I don't know. But yeah,
a
yeah.
collection, I'm sorry.
Erin Beauchamp asks, what was ZD's most challenging project ever that made her use the most sewing words? I mean, we just call it cussing. But
or changing your religion on
or whatever.
A project. You know, I'm sure there's been more. Well, Hillary, remember when
yeah.
we cut the circle skirts wrong?
But
that wasn't a challenge, but it was a lot of, we were making like 32 circle skirts and they had to be done in 3 days. And Hillary was helping me cut. She was home from break from college. And somehow we got a wrong measurement. And I cut the opening, you know, the waist too big. Like it would have fit, you know, the hungry hippo or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, you only have so much fabric. And these were 3 layers, mind you. You know those white ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when you cut wrong triply. You know, and I was cutting like
in triplicate.
Yes, I was cutting like 9 layers at a time or whatever. And I remember Hillary's face like just kind of started to melt because we didn't know if it was her fault, my fault, whose fault. And I just said, "I'll be okay." And I stood back and said the bomb word, what, like 14 times? Like, it different, you know, using different octaves and tones and everything. And then I said, "I'm fine now." And then we went ahead and we solved the problem. But that was the most swearing one.
Carmen, this is a light question before a heavy question. Carmen asks, what are you currently sewing?
I'm always currently sewing something. Okay, and one of the processes I do is like I was making a dog bed, and there's a certain kind of dog bed.
ZD's always sewing a dog bed.
I'm always sewing a dog bed. So when I make a dog bed, I will cut 2 dog beds and probably finish one and have another one in a plastic, you know, bag so that I can sew it again. So I know I have one of those. I finished all of Hillary's pants. I finished. Oh, Elliot has a what's that? Yeah, his
Mowgli from
Mowgli
the Jungle Book.
From the Jungle Book, and I think we've actually come up with kind of a pretty good costume idea, haven't we, Hillary? So that's what I'm. When
that's
you
what
say
you're sewing,
sewing, I'm sewing in my head on it. So that's the newest project.
Okay, now Fred. Of course, this comes from Fred. If ZD could go back in time to change the course of sewing in her life, what would she do differently and why?
Now, take this with a grain of salt. I would be meaner and charge more.
And, all right.
And that is the advice I would give to anybody that's sewing for anybody. I think I was too nice and I didn't charge enough.
Well, that might relate to this question from Charisse. What's the number one piece of advice you would give someone wanting to start their own brick-and-mortar business?
Ooh, brick-and-mortar.
So I don't know if she's talking about...
I don't know if you want to be general business or sewing business, but, well, first of all, don't think it's going to be easy. Don't think you're going to just be the boss, because you're going to clean toilets, too. You know, when somebody calls in sick, it's you. When somebody doesn't show up, it's you. When you hire somebody to clean the bathroom and they don't show up, it's you. It, you know, the buck truly stops at you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that doesn't have to be bad.
I mean, that's
not particularly bad.
But I guess I think...
But it's consuming.
You know, no one asked me this question. I think, like, keep it simple. Really try to keep it simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it simple.
Again, I think we should have charged more and been meaner.
Yeah.
That might be a pin.
Yeah.
Or a tattoo. That was Daniel, yes.
Yeah, that was Daniel. Yeah, yes. Fred was asking. That's Daniel. So, yeah.
I was going to say the two Aaron impressed with.
They're impressed with my French pronunciation.
Yeah. Merci.
Merci. Okay. So.
I'm losing my crown.
I know. Mine's slipping out. Yeah. My hair's too clean. Doesn't happen often. Okay. We have a question from Riley. What's your favorite...
My next husband.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to sew? I mean, type of thing. Shirts, pants, costumes, dog pillows, etc.
It probably has to be costumes. And I like costumes with a twist. Like, we made... Remember the costume we made a few years ago where the dress started out...
Like, color changed?
It started out black and turned to green. Yeah, it was in Catherine's dance recital. So they came to us with this idea that they wanted this dress to be black, and then they twirled, and it opened up and turned green. So, you know, that kind of challenge.
Costuming always lets you have it.
Costuming, when people say to me, oh, I started, like, sewing on Barbie clothes. Well, I started sewing on big people clothes, but they were like Barbie clothes because, you know, they needed boas or feathers or... you know, something bizarre about them, right? So I really like, I think the costuming is the most fun.
Well, I think that's all the questions, unless someone else has, I screenshotted the whole thing to look at it. A couple people were asking who taught you to sew, and you know.
Yeah.
And Lonnie said, I should already know this. Some people already knew your origin story. But, yeah, you can keep asking questions. And, Mom, you can answer them on Facebook. You're allowed now.
I can.
Now you're allowed, now that we've had this podcast, you know. So I'm really excited. Oh, favorite child. Who's your favorite child?
Who? Elliot. Apparently it's Elliot.
Elliot says
him. He just said me. For all of you that have multiple children, your favorite child is the one who's alone in the car with you at that moment.
You would always yell at us when we were alone in the car with you.
Well, I had you trapped.
Yep, you're like, oh, I got something to yell at this kid about. I'll wait till we're in the car.
What's my least favorite part of sewing?
That's a good question,
Probably having to be, like, interrupted or not being able to take something to fruition. That you know, I think everybody has that feeling.
Yeah, except some people hate tracing.
I know. Tracing is easy.
Back me up here. Back me up here, because I feel like I'm always defending it.
Yeah.
And maybe people might think that, like, you don't trace. Tell them you trace. Do you trace?
I trace if I use a pattern.
Yeah, right. If you use a pattern.
Melanie will tell you sometimes I just use a rotary cutter and then sew.
Team no trace, team trace. Yeah. I need to do a little.
There's probably those who trace and those who wish they had trace.
I mean, people are all like, I'd rather reprint out. And I'm like, well, okay.
I just the other thing about tracing is it let you learn the pattern. It lets you learn the there's just a lot. I can trace a pattern like in 2 seconds.
Yeah, whatever works for
it's
you. But
fast.
We're decidedly.
Isn't Lonnie one of our problem children there?
Lonnie's definitely a problem child on the tracing.
I hate when I can't finish a pattern.
Carmen's on team trace.
Shanika's
on team no trace. I don't know if she's watching right now, but she said hashtag
Carmen,
team no trace.
Who has my favorite name in the whole world, is on team trace.
Yep, exactly.
Look at Karen, so time-consuming.
Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Hey, Stephanie, you can do a group poll since you're my VA.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, Karen drinks beer while she traces. Okay, she doesn't even know how long it takes her.
I tried.
Riley, Lonnie leads team no trace.
I tried to explain to Lonnie, she's always about the sewing beers, and I said, if you trace, you get more time
with your beer
to drink sewing beers or drink whatever, you know. We might need to have a poll on team sewing while drinking because, you know, I don't really do that.
I don't usually either.
I get, like, too hot. Don't you remember? We had a lock-in. And
oh, that's right. We all got hot.
I think that I was not of age. I think maybe I was not of age. And I'd had a little bit of wine. And I was
now Mary hates
sewing.
Doing more thing than once. So she apparently she doesn't drink and sew at the same time.
Yeah. I can't.
She likes to drink as one activity.
I can barely drink enough water like while I'm sewing, you know.
I went to my friend's birthday party last weekend in St. Louis. So we had to drive there, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was a fairly high-end restaurant, you know, so I knew it was really safe in ordering a Cosmo. I knew it would be, like, really high-end vodka.
Yeah.
And everyone at the table started drinking Cosmos. It was
like Sex and the City.
It was amazing. And there is a gluten-free Cosmo made with Chopin vodka. It's potato vodka.
But isn't all vodka potato?
No, some of it has wheat in it, so you have to be careful.
Oh. Is there actually gluten in the alcohol?
I doubt it.
Well, there's gluten-free beer, though. And
yes,
stuff.
But that's because of the
Yeah,
the
that's
hot.
Different. Jennifer says, do you have any fabrics you hate sewing with? Tell him, Mom.
Oh,
tell
no,
him.
I have a whole podcast. Okay, and be on alert. There's a whole podcast about this, and it's totally rational, and it's fleece. Okay, but I have a whole podcast with research about this. So you just wait. You just wait till you get – I mean, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, like, scientific background information I'm going to, like...
No, ZD just hates fleece.
Well, it's hot. It's plastic.
She hates it.
It is very, very bad for the environment.
Y'all haven't even
It's very,
heard.
Very, very bad for the environment.
You haven't even heard about how much ZD hates fleece. And, you know...
And I've kept my mouth shut the whole time I've owned this brick-and-mortar store.
And we're not keeping our mouths shut anymore. We're going to talk about how much we hate fleece, and we're going to say hello to each and every one of you by name. Yes, we
That's
are.
That's right.
That's right. Where's that?
But Riley, it is not cozy. It is sweaty and non-breathable. And, well, the other thing about...
No, you keep talking.
Evidence-based sewing. Exactly, Lonnie. Lonnie gets me. Even if she's not a tracer, there's a lot of stuff she gets about me.
Yeah. No, I agree. Lonnie, even though we have some differences,
Please
we are
do.
More alike. Yeah, we're going to talk about how much we hate it.
I'm sorry. And when somebody says, oh, you can make so many projects with no sew fleece, that should be an indicator.
Okay. Riley's all like... Yeah, Luana, that's what I was doing. Yeah, Luana caught on to my little thing. If you're, I'll say your name when you're watching the live broadcast. Hillary's covering her face. The fleece thing. Riley's like, it's so cold up here. We need fleece. Different.
Okay, and we will talk about that.
There are
that.
Different types of fleece.
We will talk about the quality, and we'll talk about what the quality of the fleece does to the environment.
There's different
yeah.
fleeces,
yeah.
but, you know, anyway.
Oh,
Fred says we don't understand
now wait,
cold.
Well, maybe not as much,
maybe
but it
as...
gets cold here, and, you know, it gets below zero, and... But I'm older than you, and I'm hotter than you.
Kate says, what other things have you been biting your tongue on in the store? I don't know. Telling people
of
they smell like cat pee.
Of course, Donna Sue, you're right.
Wool is better than fleece. Well, I mean, there could be like wool fleece.
What were we
somebody
telling
said.
People?
Somebody said, what else have you been biting your tongue on when you owned the brick and mortar store?
Don't bring your store your machine in to get fixed when your dog has peed on the case, and then tell me it did. Okay, that made me mad.
Smelly people, and I talked about that a little, a while ago.
Or come in and use my bathroom for 20 minutes
and
don't buy anything.
Yeah. You know what that means. You know. What else? What do people do? Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
This was a little bit before we a podcast on the weirdest customers you had. I don't know if we can really do that.
Yeah,
until
they
we know
would
they're
know
all
who
dead.
They are.
You know, okay. So I guess I'm talking about it right now. I don't know if she's in the group.
There was that one lady that came in and wanted a job.
Well, no, not that. There's a lady who came in, and she came in for Open Studio, and I was showing her how to modify a pattern, spent a lot of time with her, and she paid for Open Studio.
Okay,
she paid for Open Studio.
I got really pissed off.
And ZD almost lost it.
I had to leave the room.
ZD doesn't have quite as much sort of like some types of self-control
as I do. Here's what happens. When you get old, you don't care anymore.
Right. So I still have.
Okay, my next big event is death. I don't care anymore.
Okay, so I've spent all this time with her, right? And we work with tracing paper and the dressmaker's curve.
Right. And you all know, and many of you have actually purchased from us online.
We were very accommodating.
Don't get too identifiable.
I won't get too,
I
won't. Yeah, so we were very accommodating to her. Yes, exactly. And so she says to me, so we have
in my earshot.
Yeah, in front of everybody. She goes.
Yeah, in front of other customers.
She goes, well, I know you as a brick and mortar store need to, have a certain margin on things, but can I get this stuff cheaper online? Right. And I was like, and I said, I was so good, guys. I was like, you'll have to do your own research on that. You know, that's what I said to her.
And
I was just like, what the heck? And she's like, yeah, I know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I looked. I think you can get the dressmaker's curve like a couple dollars cheaper. And I told her, I said, you know, the tracing paper's kind of heavy. You'd have to pay shipping on that.
Right.
And I was like, so she got the tracing paper and not the ruler. And I thought, you know, if you come into the store and you want to buy something online, like, duh. Like, I'm not an idiot. I know people do that.
No.
But, like, why are you going to ask me?
You absolutely have a right to buy anything
anywhere you want.
I do. Okay?
Right.
I do, too. And sometimes I buy by price. Sometimes I buy because I want to support the business. Sometimes I'm looking for quality and not just price. Our connection is weak.
It's okay.
Weak?
I don't feel weak.
Anyway, but don't come in. It's like coming into my home and saying, you know, thanks for having me over and feeding me dinner, but I really don't like you anyway or something. I don't know. It's like an insult. She didn't have to say that.
Yeah, right. And,
then she could have went and bought it any place she wanted.
I wouldn't have thought about it at all, but I just thought, you're asking me to, like, tell you.
But also, Mallory had spent all this time with her, helping her
to understand how this ruler works.
And understand the pattern.
Right.
And she was redrafting this pattern for her because she wanted to do something special with it. And there was no place, probably, in the Midwest that she could have gotten that information.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, that happened. I mean, just don't buy it.
Stupid.
Maybe I was more offended by I know. I see it. Maybe I was more offended by the
shut up
ignorance.
Yeah, I
you
think,
know, like
it's the rudeness. It's not always what people do as much as or they don't think or you know, I mean everybody knows. Well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say everybody knows how to be kind. Apparently not.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Our connection's getting a little weak, so I think we should wrap it up here. This will be an episode of Sewing Out Loud, so you'll get the audio, and I will upload the video here too. So if you want to go back and watch it or something like that, once again, thank you. We could just bathe in them.
I know.
Look at all these cards.
I know.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all the support. This really does mean a lot to us. I mean,
I'm going to get a Cosmo and read these.
We get to do... Par avion means by air. By plane from Fred Berry. So that's from Canada. Yeah. So that is very kind of you all. It keeps us going.
Keeps us going.
Know,
and... Even though we're giving up the brick and mortar, I was actually having, when I was blowing my hair dry this morning, I thought, I hope we get some peace out of closing the store. And it does take some of the pressure off.
Yeah, I hope it does too.
Burning at both ends.
Yeah, I think, I hope it does too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for watching. I hope you sew something today. That's what I say at the end of my live broadcast. And what do you say at the end of the podcast?
What do I say? So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.